Three dating myths that many high-achieving, spiritually conscious women believe, and how these beliefs can be blocking you from the love and the life that you desire. Hey everybody, it's Deanna Durrell from thedancinggoddess.com, your spiritual mentor and intuitive relationship coach. And the reason I wanted to make this audio for you is that I see so many awesome goddesses who are ready for love, they're ready for their spiritual partner, but they're holding on to these just old beliefs that create invisible barriers and blocks that sometimes just kind of creep in. So the first myth is, it's too late for me to find love. And this can feel really true because, you know, society's narrative kind of shows us like love has an expiration date, like you're not getting any younger, right? But the truth is that where you are right now, you have all the lessons of who you were before. You are more emotionally mature, probably more spiritually connected to yourself than you were before. And this makes it right now, actually, right here, right now, as you're listening to this, the best time to attract your soulmate love and your soulmate life, right? So the shift here is seeing this phrase, if you're playing it in your head, that it's too late for me to see it as an empowered choice, right? Where you can attract from that space of more than enough and really like looking at how can you reframe your beliefs around divine timing and trust that, you know, love shows up at any stage because of how true you are to yourself. It's who you are. It's not something to attract, right? So myth number one is it's too late for me to find love, to fill in the blank. The second one is I have to play small to attract a partner. Kind of the underlying kind of sub myth underneath this is like, nobody's going to understand me or nobody's going to love me for me, right? And this can feel true because you may have had experiences in the past where potential partners were intimidated by your success or by your level of depth. I had one client tell me, you know, I get told that I'm just too deep. And, you know, men laugh about that, but it really hurts my feelings. And so that, you know, experience from the past of intimidating potential partners, the truth is that the right partner is going to love you for those very things that others have been intimidated by. They're not going to feel threatened by it if it's coming from an authentic, loving space, right? If you're just being yourself and you're not trying to self-protect or, you know, show one up on somebody or try to make yourself feel better at the expense of someone else. If it's really coming from who you are, authenticity is really magnetic. And the more that you can shine fully in who you are, the more that you create a spotlight, right, of energy around you for partners that also love that. So my advice here is to look at where could you be dimming your light? Where could you be hiding yourself or making yourself a little bit smaller? And can you practice consciously just owning your brilliance, owning how fabulous you are, and giving yourself permission to step into that space of like, no, like exactly who I am and what lights me up, like a potential partner and the one that I'm supposed to be with is also going to love that too. And then finally, myth number three, all the good men are already taken. And this can feel often true because, again, if you've had a lot of experiences with emotionally unavailable men, or you've heard stories from friends, or you've seen, you know, one too many rom-coms, it can feel true, right? There's that scarcity. But here's a really, really important adjustment. At this stage, right? You don't need all the good men. We don't. You just need one. One super aligned divine match partner. And so the mindset shift here, the opportunity is like to focus on like a frequency match, focus on alignment over quantity, quality over quantity. And this is an invitation, right, to look beyond just the lens of what you used to do. So if you really, you know, if it creates triggers for you to get on the apps, then maybe you try speed dating. If speed dating just like sounds like you're going to throw up and you're going to hate the whole thing and it's scary, then maybe you check out a meetup for a hobby that you really enjoy that's co-ed, or you get on one of the apps, right, that a friend recommends. Like, it's really about finding that internal set point that makes you feel calm, maybe a little nervous because it's something you haven't done before, but from that space of, I don't need all the good men. I'm just open to the aligned man, right? So let's recap those again. The first one is, it's too late for me to find love. The second myth is, I have to like make myself smaller to attract a partner, or AKA like nobody's going to understand me if I'm fully myself. And then myth number three is all the good men are already taken. Now, the more that you can really bust these myths and call them out for what they are, you're going to make space for your true love to find you. You're going to make space in your heart for aligned high frequency love to flow in. And so I'm curious, which of these myths resonates most with you? Let me know. If you're not already on the newsletter, check out the website at thedancinggoddess.com and let me know, what belief are you ready to release? If you would like more, if you would love to explore private coaching, I work with high-performing women over 40 to overcome limiting beliefs and attract their soulmate partner. And you can send me an email on my website and we'll schedule a time to set up an intro call so you can share more about your personal goals and dreams and we can see if coaching is the best next step for you. All right, I love you. Share this with a single girlfriend and I'll talk to you soon.